Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. Our number is, we're now live. Here we go. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. It's Dave at PetsoFinancial.net. If you have a comment or a question, we'd love to hear from you. And again, I always like to reiterate a couple times that these are my opinions and my opinions only. They're not this station. And we're not here to tell you what to buy or sell. And hopefully gain, if you will, better perspective together, right? It's interesting to me, after doing this for 40 years, so we're hiring, and we've gotten so busy, we need to find some future advisors, if you will. And technology allows us to do much more than we ever did before, but it still shows you, as I think about over the time and sharing stories with these young folks of 40 years ago, 30 years ago, what's going on in the markets, what's changed, what's different. And the fact that the most dangerous words in investing are, this time it's different. As we are looking at GameStop or tech bubbles, things like that. And on one hand, that's true, and yet on the other hand, and this is Sir John Templeton quoted both of these, every time is different. Now, how can you hold a 180-degree opinion in both hands and be right? Or not thinking you're a politician talking out of both sides of your mouth? And the answer is both are 100% true. It's that tension between the two that's proper. Understanding that, yes, when we're in a weird mania, don't gamble, don't speculate, don't trade too much, calm down. Don't think that this stock can only go up or down. And don't be afraid of the environment we're in when the stocks are going down. They'll find a bottom, and then they'll go back to all-time highs. And hold that thought, that tension of it's always different, because it is different. And so today, as we think about it, I've been thinking about this, of what's going on out there. And unfortunately, it's like sometimes at 2 a.m. I hate that. You think about that. And you fuss about it. So I want to talk about that too. What's different this time? And why it's not different? Because it is different. People are able to trade, gamble on Robinhood, on an app on their phone. Now, when I started, it cost hundreds of dollars to do a trade. Now it's free. Literally true. The spreads between the buying price and the offering price, selling price, called the bid and the ask, were enormous. Trust Joyce, which is a local company for those old folks like me, very successful, amazing, awesome company, used to trade like a dollar and a half spread between the buyers and sellers. Nowadays, it's one penny on heavily traded stock. One penny. One penny, half a penny for people out there, if you will, with the millions of shares and so on and so forth. Amazing. And if it's a thinner stock, it might be as much as a nickel, right? It's tight. Tight, tight, tight. Very cheap, and it's almost free to trade. That's really different. Really super different, okay? That's available to all people instantaneously. They can buy and sell like that. You don't have to call a broker. That is vastly different. Super different. And then we swing that over and say, Are people different? Like, are they trying to get rich quick? Is that a new thing? Nope. Nope. I think there's fewer people. I'll give you this. There's fewer people that think long term, like even automatically. I'm sure there are, as a percentage of population, 100% sure. People live longer lives with shorter frame of mind. That's different also. But generally speaking, when we look back and we look at the stock market of the late 90s and the idea that, again, back to the five most dangerous words in investing, this time it's different. Okay, but it's always different, yes. But could you just buy air.com on an IPO and get rich? That was a thought process. The only decision to make was to buy stocks, and you had to find the right stocks, the good managers, the ones that were earning 40% a year return. And they were, of course, you know, working for Janus. That was one company, and Putnam was another. And there were several, like Strong was another one. They had a bonus plan in their all-tech portfolios where they were front-running, too, at the end of the day. And so that was really great because they were stealing from their own clients. Never enough greed at times. That's what's not different. Not vastly different. Not different enough. And as we equate that to today, with what's going on with Robinhood, what's going on in the markets, what's going on with the media, what's going on with news, it's the same thing. You got to ask yourself, what's different today? And how it's so dangerous to think this time is different. It's different because they're trying to shut down your thoughts. It's different because there is no thought, if you will, that we are going to compromise to have bipartisan agreement on anything, and that's okay. It's different that the media is so biased that and don't care. But they really don't care. They don't care that the obvious nature, for example, that Hunter Biden and Joe's brother and the whole family is amazingly corrupt. Stunningly. But we can't even talk about it or look into it or think about it. And if somebody brings it up, thought police again. Trying to blow up the Capitol. That's what they're going to do because they're thinking that there's something there and they shouldn't be. And they don't think they should report that because it's their guy. That's weird and different, and it is. It's really different. But greed, thinking you're going to get rich buying a company that is quite probably going out of business, but it's certainly worth very little, and you're going to chase it higher. Why? Because it's a ticker symbol that's going higher, and you have an app on your phone. That doesn't end well. It really never does. Did a lot of people make a lot of money in the late 1990s? Of course they did. Did almost all of them give all of it back and their capital? Yeah, they did. They kept moving money more and more and more to the highest risk positions. And then somebody said, don't they have to make money? Or something like, the emperor has no clothes. And everybody went, wow, you're right. And the party ended, and the NASDAQ, which is pretty representative of tech stocks, went down 80%. 80. Do you know when you're down 80, what it takes to get back to where you were? It takes a 400% increase, because you're down to 20% left, 500, excuse me. You have to go up fivefold to get back to even. I can do math. It takes me a minute. It's a crazy, crazy, terrible time and took people out of investing for years, maybe forever. Because what do we do as human beings? It's not our fault. It's Wall Street. I wasn't speculating. I wasn't doing things wrong. I wasn't trying to chase. That's not me. No, 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 no. That's Wall Street. That's Wall Street. always is. Somebody else. So we don't learn. And then we say things like, I just need my money safe and guaranteed. I'm not going to do this again. It's the market, not you. By the way, speaking of that, we're going to talk in the next hour just a little bit because we got a whole new twist out there on scamming people. So I want to touch on that because we have to help our neighbors, folks. We really do. We've got to help them out. So there's some new stuff out there. I want to talk about it a little bit in the next hour. All right, I got to take a quick break. I got to get this out of the way. And when we come back, you're more than welcome to join us at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Hello, welcome. Yes, and thank you for joining us. Appreciate it. If you prefer email, that's fine. It's dave@petsofinancial.net. We are here live at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's go ahead and jump on the phones here before we have to go to Fox News. Greg, thanks for calling. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Dave, caught you the last of your guests on the show, and you talked about, have things changed. They haven't in a way. They haven't in a way because it's the people with money that are controlling the system. They have in a way because people are kind of waking up. It all started in 1913 when the Federal Reserve, a non-government agency, took over the money supply, and then really accentuated in the 1970s when Nixon took us off the gold standard. So basically, we're trading paper. We're playing Monopoly. This is a matrix. We're playing Monopoly. And they keep kind of programming us to make us think that this is a real operation when it isn't. We're being scammed. You said the next episode was going to be about scams. The real scams is the nature of the world as it now plays out.
Well, and why do you say that? What do you think would have saved us being on the gold standard from, obviously, the economy has done unbelievably well since coming off the gold standard. The 70s were terrible economically, and we've done better. And I absolutely equate that to Ronald Reagan and his policies, okay? I totally do. But at the same time, it's kind of inarguable how great the economy is going. Whether you think it's a Ponzi scheme or not, it's done incredibly well for the average person.
Well, okay, for the average person for a short period, you were talking about short-term thinkers versus long-term thinkers. Okay, they're drawing in all the short-term thinkers. They're making us think that the present is the only reality. Long-term, has it gotten better? I mean, long-term, you look at what's happening, most of us are totally dependent on the system. I mean, back in the first Depression, people could move out to the country and live with their relatives that still lived in the country and survive. When this Depression hits, and we're about ready to experience it, where do you go? Everything's paved over. Okay, have things long-term gotten better? Are we more close to nature and reliant on nature for our own sustenance? Or are we further away from nature and our own sustenance? You know, you have to look at it from that perspective, I think.
Well, I disagree. I think that when we look at it from an economic perspective, that people live longer and more abundant lives. There's literally, since I was a teenager, well, actually even in the last 20 years, billions of people are not starving to death every year. We feed more people. Getting back to nature means they starve again. And I don't think that makes us, you know, a better people. Greg, I appreciate it. I'm sorry you hear the music. We're out of here. And I also appreciate very much what you are saying, because we got plenty of problems out there with just printing another $2 trillion. We'll talk more about that, too. It's Looney Tunes. I mean, clearly the inmates are running the asylum, and it is very different in that sense. We'll keep talking about it, that's for sure. All right, hour number two of Money Matters upcoming right after Fox News. Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. Our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Greg, we're not going to talk about the dollar today. We've got a lot of other stuff going on. I don't want to get into a discussion of gold standard and the world ending. We want to have a broad-based radio program, not about finances, okay? So I appreciate your thoughts, and we can try that again some other day, but I've got a lot going on. So thank you for calling in, and again, our number is 580-KIDO. It's Dave at PetsoFinancial.net. You can also reach me by email. All right, so I promised I'd talk a little bit about this and about something that had come up this week. And I don't know. It's just something about me that I just kind of have always... I've always been kind of concerned about bad actors in any industry, okay? And taking advantage of people, particularly elderly. Now, I suppose some of that comes from my grandparents, my grandma in particular, who literally, she was a pastor and a saint, would literally, and she was, literally doing the work of God quietly, would just go sit with people, spend the night with sick people. I saw it growing up. And to think that people out there just want to steal her money and therefore her security by taking advantage of her declining mental capacity is just, it still makes me mad. And I'm going to try not to get a Kevin Miller bell or another phone call from somebody that is upset that I'm doing something weird. But I think we all ought to be upset when people prey on fear, prey on widows who are already in a, or and use church to do that. And I think it's pretty obvious that I have a strong faith, go to church periodically. I don't have anything against churches, and I don't throw them in the same bucket. Not all fill in the blank. Catholics are like this, or Mormons are like that, or whatever it is. I hate that. People that go to church are like that. No, when people say that, then you can't possibly see good in anything, even if it's right in your face. We all see what we want to see. And if you're looking for what's wrong, you'll find it. I promise. It's the same with the news. It's the same with everything else. And it's the same with these sales pitches from these clowns. But when they take advantage of widows, and this has happened to me and a client, literally, this goes back years ago, came in with his wife because he was dying and needed to talk about it, get it set up, and then some really nice people in her church ripped it all out. As accountants, even, this is the best part, when we mix up our profession. So the accountant, which has does the taxes for them, is now telling them to put it all into an equity indexed annuity. The widow, the confused widow, just stealing. Great true kindness for the sister. True kindness. Well, we saw it again. It was not really a client. We didn't know what was going on. It was just somebody that, I guess it's a client. They have a little bit of money with us. But we didn't realize about the rest. And this was, the story is that the estate planning attorney, and understand that this isn't a giant estate. So the estate planning attorney, of course, put her in a trust, because then you can build $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000, maybe more, for a trust that's probably not needed. Again, that's my non-legal opinion. Idaho's not a bad state to die, and the estate planning group here in Idaho anticipates that approximately 90% of the living trusts in Idaho are not necessary, but they are expensive. So it's not my made-up opinion. It's a borrowed opinion, how's that, from the professionals. Well, these kind church folks, estate planners, they are. You see, they don't have any licenses. Isn't that weird? Right? The only license you have is an insurance license. The license to steal. They don't have securities licenses. They don't have, they're not working with registered investment advisory firms, which have a fiduciary responsibility. Therefore, can't do this product because it's not in the best interest of people ever. So how could it be? They don't carry a securities license because then you would have to disclose that there's 10% commissions and there's 10 years of surrender charges and there's caps that make it so it can't work. Won't work. Hopefully, the insurance company will stay in business and they won't go out of business, so therefore your money is guaranteed to be returned. Can't work. Can't work. And with massive commissions and putting in hundreds of thousands of dollars that are now tied up for a decade at extremely nominal interest rates, which can't go up, even though we've now been told it's going to be market, going to go with the market. She's trapped. And we saw it. There's even some of these out there that are called market value adjustments. I mean, we were having this discussion this week that it's like, what if we ran into a circumstance where an annuity was a good idea? I mean, the perfect circumstance with the right product. It's like, I don't even know how you can talk about it because over 90% of these are sold by people that take advantage of people. It's legal. And this is my big ask today. The Department of Insurance, I had a nice discussion with them this week about this case. And I think I've mentioned this before, that I spoke about equity-indexed annuities to the Senate Business Committee that oversees this. And they put a bill in requiring more advertising. Not advertising, but I should say more disclosures. It's tired of being able to just say whatever you want. You can still say whatever you want on radio, but you can't in the printed material from the companies anymore. And that's a big shift. And man, just a simple thing where you're having actual disclosures, you can't even believe how much backlash there is from insurance companies, which apparently are just crooks. I don't know. I used to be on an insurance company board, and it's embarrassing to even say that anymore. Because they never do any good. Anybody that would offer products like this, it's just horrifying. And they don't oversee people. Like, I'm going to drop my certified financial planner. I am going to drop my securities licenses so that I only have a license that is a license to steal, say what I want, and there's no repercussions. I can steal from the widow. I can steal from the confused old people. All I have to do is scare them that the world is ending. This is sad. And I want, this is my big ask. There's another bill that's coming. We need protections in this area, and if the and believe it or not, the Freedom Foundation is against this, and they carry a lot of weight. I don't know why they'd be against it. It's an honest protection, and I'm telling you, as a libertarian, leave me the heck alone, guy. There are rules that have to be out there. We need them. Because some people assume that people are telling them the truth because they're supposed to have to. That not everything in life is a buyer beware. It's not asking a lot to say you can't lie in advertising. I just don't see how that is against our foundational rights. They're dead wrong about this. They're dead wrong. And that's why something is so obvious as the sky is blue that we need this regulation. We need it now. We needed it 10 years ago. We need it. If they're not going to just ban these horrifying products. And apparently they're not. But I'm telling you, on behalf of those folks out there, please, if you know your congressmen and senators, please, please, please call them. The Freedom Foundation is just screwed up on this. I have no idea who they are. Sounds great, but you can't just be against everything. You just can't be against everything. I want to cross the street whenever I want. I want to do this whenever I want. I want to go outside and just shoot guns in the air if I want to in the middle of the night. That doesn't work for anybody in any sane society. I want to have people be able to say whatever they want, even if old people get confused and fearful and don't have adequate disclosures. It's not right. That's not freedom at all. It's not freedom at all. All right, that's enough of that. I'm not here to talk about the politics. I'm here to say, protect your neighbors. Watch them. Help them. Take care of grandma. She's confused, and this world is so upside down that all of us are waking up at 2 in the morning wondering, what the heck? How did we get the lunatics running the asylum in D.C.? How does this end well? How does this end well? And then you think that the markets are this, markets are that. We're all going to go down. The dollar is going to disintegrate into nothing. The world's upside down. It's backwards. What's right is wrong, and wrong is right. We have thabies now. We're not supposed to gender identify until they're 4. I want to make major decisions as a 4-year-old child. I think that's good in life, right? I'm going to identify as a girl now, from now on, even though I'm a boy. This is weird. And you can't say anything. But we can't take this into our finances. It's so easy to scare people. It's the same old gold bug crap from the 1980s that I dealt with. And now it's these equity indexed annuities. But worse, it's people in churches taking advantage of widows. These people are terrible. And watch it. Watch for them. Watch for any organization where all you have is an insurance license. Why? Because it's a license to steal. That's why. If people are certified financial planners, fiduciaries, have securities licenses, the disclosures and laws are behind you. And there's no reason, if you're giving financial advice, you don't have some or all of those. And we need your help. Everybody does. Call your congressmen, senators, state. Let's get this passed. We really need it. We really need it. And you and I, let's take care of those folks. They're scared. They're scared. Our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. R&R, you're up to bat next. I'm done with my rant. And our email is dave@petsofinancial.net. We'll be right back. Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. Our number is 580-KIDO. Hey, let's jump on a very patient R&R. Thank you for waiting, R&R. Go ahead, please.
Dave Petso, that was some beautiful truth you just spoke in your diatribe. I'm honored to follow that.
Well, thank you, sir.
So my question is, I've got wonderful children and grandchildren, so I want to gift money to my grandchildren successively to go to school and further whatever they have planned. So what is the proper way to take money out of my little pile and give it to a dependent? She's not legal. They'll soon be 18.
Yeah, you're talking about a uniform gift to minors account because
right.
An adult needs to make those financial decisions, right? They're
yep.
custodian of it, but it is now the child's money.
Yep.
Can't be taken back. You need to know that. It's not...
Oh,
okay.
Gladly.
Yep.
Gladly.
But it's not that person's money or anymore, and you can put it in there. I would suggest you just stay under the $15,000 a year-ish number because if you're giving away because then you don't have to file any gift tax returns. And it's not a big deal. If you want to do more, you can figure out ways to do it. Just see a tax professional or a financial advisor. They all know the rules regarding that. But you can do that. You can also set it up as an education fund, and that way it can go to multiple folks. And that way you do actually control it. It has to be used for education if it comes out tax-free, and you actually still have control of it. So there's a number of ways to do it. A lot of people like the 529 plan, and Idaho has a good one. It's called IDEAL, IDEAL. And that way, if one kid doesn't go to school, you can roll it over to other children that you want to use it, even adults. And you can use it yourself if you want to go back to school. So if you want to be able to use it for anything when they're 21, that's a Uniform Gift to Minors Act. If you want to make sure it's for education only and have the flexibility of moving it from one grandchild or whatever to another, then that I would use the 529 plan. It also has tax advantages for school.
Now, is that limited to $15,000 per year or per family or per child?
Per person gift. And the 529 is some monstrous number, but the like 500,000 is the maximum. I mean, it's hundreds of thousands anyway that you can put
Thank
in.
Thank you.
It's a lot. Okay?
Let freedom ring. I loved your voice this morning. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, R&R. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.
You're welcome.
Bye now. And let's go ahead and jump over to Trudy. Trudy, thank you for holding. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dave. I want to know about annuities. Are they safe? Is it a good way to invest your money so you can have an income? And I'm in my 60s. What's your opinion on annuities?
Well, that's a big one. Trudy, I'm going to do my best to keep this to a short time frame. And I won't be able to answer all the questions, okay, that come
sure.
up. I'm going to state it this way, and this, of course, is my opinion and my opinion only. And that is that well over 90% of all annuities sold are done to receive a commission and are not the right product for the individual. Now, as a fiduciary, okay. we're only allowed to do what is in the best interest of a client all the time, and it cannot mm-hmm. feather our bed. Okay? So annuities are tough because
right.
they pay very high commissions, which is definitely feathering your bed. Okay? So they are. So that makes it a whoa timeout product. You have to be saying, I think that the vast majority of people are better served without annuities, period. I will say
okay.
this. There's one product that we have used very successfully over the years when people are very, very, very nervous about the markets. Because they just can't invest, they won't invest without some backup guarantees, okay?
Uh-huh.
But this product is internally taking very high risk with that if it doesn't work, you still have the income guarantees. Am I making any sense so far?
I think so.
Okay, there's two things to an annuity,
sure the money is, I just want to make sure the money is safe. And so basically so my children someday can inherit it. But I also was wanting something that I could get an income from because I'm retired.
Okay. Well, you can do one of two things. First of all, you have to understand there is no such thing as a free lunch. Like when they say things, this is why I get incensed about it, right? Okay. When they say
yes.
things like you get to participate in the market and you don't have any risk, we know that's not true. Okay. You just have to go, okay, if you're saying that, what else are you lying about? That simple, okay? You know that's
right.
not true. If you want market returns, you have to take some risk. There are ways to mitigate that risk. There's cost to mitigate that risk, okay? So mm-hmm. the cost is you need to be understanding what that is. So inside of the annuities that we have occasionally used, I'm not sure we've used one in over a year, okay? That's how little they're used, okay? But
okay.
if you're in a circumstance like 2008, this is when I learned, and people are really freaked out. Can I, A, keep them in the market where they need to be, or are they going to go away?
Uh-huh.
So we have to guarantee that the income that they can receive on this capital down the road cannot go away.
Yeah.
But
okay.
we need a company that you can fully participate in the market. Otherwise, it's a ripoff, in my humble opinion.
Okay.
Okay? So how do we
you
have that product? Most of the products out there don't let you just invest in the market. Now, I guess okay. you can understand that since 08, it all kind of sort of worked out. what happened in 09 is the market took off, kept taking off, and so the folks that had a product, even though it cost over 1% to guarantee the results, very costly, they did very, very, very well because the market skyrocketed some 40% that year. So they did very well. The products that I am constantly harping about, the 90% of them out there, and the, you need to understand that you have to take some risk to get a decent return in a zero interest rate world. So I'm not even telling you should go buy even a good annuity. Trudy, you need to understand what you're trying to do and can it be done in a better way without 1 or 2% internal cost. Maybe there is, because guess what happens at 1% or 2%? It goes in your pocket, not the insurance company. So
how do I find that?
There's two things. Well, I more than welcome, you can call us. I'm not here to sell you on anything, okay? But if you want to, you can call. We can talk more about that. But the point is this. You have to really fully understand and have full disclosure. So what you need to do, regardless of whether it's us or not, is you don't want to go to an insurance agent. They don't have full disclosure requirements. But if you go to an RIA, a certified financial planner, securities licensed people, and there are hundreds of them in this valley, they are required to at least give you full disclosure. Not a pat on the head, a smile, and steal from you.
Okay.
So make sure you're dealing with a professional. I don't know why anybody would not go to a certified financial planner. As an example, why would you? There's hundreds of them everywhere.
Because you don't know any better.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is we should know better. Go to the professional. You wouldn't go to a doctor that didn't actually go to medical school. Okay, I know. There's a few quacks around that look at you and they tell you you don't need corn. They blow smoke in your face, ash or something, and then they talk about how the evil medical profession out there and that structure is killing people. It's all toxic, and all you got to do is not eat corn or some weird thing. They wave their fingers over your eyes and they know you. They don't know anything. And if you go there, I don't even know how to help you. But why would you willingly go in and go, oh, so this financial, you know, the blah, 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 Orange Grove financial services firm that is only insurance agents, nothing else, is an financial firm. And nobody's a certified financial planner. Nobody's licensed for anything. No, it's not an RA. They're not required to have any disclosure. Why would you go there for financial advice? No, if you want to go there for an insurance policy, fine. But that's not financial advice.
I will definitely give you guys a call maybe next week and talk to you and get some advice. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, Trudy, thank you. And I didn't mean to get all wound up about it, but you
are fine. I get that way with politics, too, just like you do, because I get so frustrated because nobody tells the truth. And that's the frustration of it.
It's hard. It's hard. So we got to reach out and help each other. This is a tough time. And
absolutely.
I mean that. It is hard.
Thank you.
Trudy, take care. And our number is bye-bye. Our number is 580-5436-580-KIDO. It's Dave at PetsoFinancial.net. We've got three lines available if you want to connect. We'd love to have you do that. Right now, we've got to take a break for Fox News. We'll be right back. Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. 580-5436-580-KIDO. And once again, I always like to reiterate that these are my opinions and my opinions only. We're not here to tell you what to buy and sell. But to think about the bigger picture and to also let you know, this is my world. You don't know what regulations there are or aren't, what should be done and what's going on out there and what the latest schemes and scams are. So we try to share some of that, too. So we can all help our neighbors, and I mean that. I don't mean that in some kind of 1950s sense, just the sense that there's so much isolation, and I think even COVID has really amped that up and amped up the fear. It's just a much scarier time, especially for seniors who are living on their own. Even if they have two of them, they're not capable of being anything but scared. All you have to do is turn on the TV. It's frightening. Yeah, you know, Biden administration. Get this. I can't believe it. We're not even a month in, and they already want to ease these restrictions on Iran. Wow. Because that was a great idea to send billions of dollars to Iran so that they can buy lots and lots and lots of terrorists and lots of weapons. It worked so well. It's just wow. Wow, I just got the news bulletin. Unbelievable. Unreal. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sean. Sean, thank you so much for holding. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dave.
Hello.
I turned on my car this morning, and the very first thing I heard was 90% of life estates are not necessary in Idaho.
90% of what?
Of these life estates, I think is what you're talking about.
Oh, no. Living trusts, not life estates.
Sorry, living trusts.
According to the, are not necessary, that a simple will would have been, would have worked fine in Idaho,
yeah.
According to the Estate Planners Association. It's probably not the Estate Planners Association, but go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm mostly worried about my dad, who's 76. He has a business that's just been valued at just around $3 million.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got a personal, his personal property, which is about $800.
Okay.
And my brother calls me up a couple weeks ago and says, hey, my dad or dad's like appointed me to help him with his finances and his estate, and we're going to create living trust. We're going to put both of those into two different living trusts. And it confused me because I thought, well, if dad worked all his life, he's 76 years old, why would he lock all that away at this point? And so I'm a little bit confused on, what all this means. And I was uncomfortable with it right at the very first because I thought that puts a lot of restrictions on what he can do with his money that he's worked really hard for over the last years.
Right, right. It shouldn't. It should be revocable, okay? So I'm not saying that there might be, especially where property is. If you're talking about out-of-state property, then you probably need a living trust. If it's in-state.
Well, it's all in-state, actually.
He probably doesn't need one unless you're trying to do something differently. But again, those are my opinions. That's not a legal opinion. What I think you should do is find out who the attorney is and why you're doing two separate ones. And the reason that you really want to watch for this and why I bring it up is that there's literally, once COVID's gone, because it was here before, they'll be back, and they'll be selling living trusts at dinner seminars, just like they do annuities. And they charge way too much. I will never argue with, you've heard Sandra Clapp on this program and other great estate planning attorneys. And all I'm saying is she's my attorney, and so I feel comfortable saying that if she tells me that I need a living trust, I don't question it. She's not trying to sell me a trust. She's trying to give me what I need.
Right.
And in my will and trust. Bob Aldridge is another one that I've consulted with over the years and is a estate planning attorney. If he tells me or my clients that they need a living trust, I don't question it because he's not selling living trusts. But so find out how and what. Is this a real estate planning attorney, or they call themselves that? And everybody needs an estate plan, or I'm sorry, a living trust. That is not true. Everybody doesn't need the same thing. Now, remember the old commercials of here's our super CD, and they give it to everybody at the bank? Those were funny, but true, right? Everybody needs an equity indexed annuity because the world is ending. Everybody needs gold because the world is ending. Everybody needs a living trust because I make $6,000 selling you a living trust. I only make $800 doing a will. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no incentive here. So I think that, and the world knows, doesn't understand that Oregon is different than Idaho, and California is run by crooked attorneys. In my humble opinion. And so you have to have a trust if you live in California. You have to. Otherwise, they'll just bleed you dry in probate. That's not true in Idaho. It's a good place to die. It is.
Yeah.
We have unified estate planning rules. I'm not saying your dad shouldn't have one. And if you already have one, just make sure that you're doing everything of titling property in it and things like that. Okay, but
well, we haven't started any process yet. But my brother lives in Utah. He's lived there for years. I'm not sure really how Idaho differs,
right.
And I'm not sure where they're getting their advice. But I just want to make sure my dad has all the flexibility that he needs. He could be around. He's only 76. Yeah. He's in good health. He could be around another 10 years, easy.
Or 20, yeah.
Yeah, or 20, and my mom is probably going to outlive him.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't know what this rush is to lock everything up into a trust.
And so I think that's a family discussion and finding out if you feel comfortable with the attorney. It should not be somebody in Utah. It needs, they need to be Idaho licensed and understanding of Idaho's laws. And again, we have a list of attorneys that we feel very comfortable with if you feel like you want a referral. So there you go.
Okay. Appreciate it.
But yeah, ask your brother what's going on. Find out what's going on. This sounds like a big rush. I mean, I agree with you. It's just on a personal level. Find out why and what's going on. Yeah. Talk to your dad. And these are just great to have open discussions. They really are. I know they're hard, but man, when you start them and do them, it clears the air, you know? It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. And then that way you can understand. But I think I don't want you to worry that they're in a living trust. Therefore, your dad or your mom doesn't have access to the money. It's quite probably a revocable living trust. I mean, it can be revoked. They have full access to their money. It's just sets out what's going to happen when they're dead. Okay?
Okay.
So my only warning is this. You don't get estate advice at a seminar.
Right.
Okay? You don't, and also, I'll tell you what, you also have, and I think it helps, go to our YouTube channel. We just did one not too long ago with Sandra Clapp. So you'll see it on there in estate planning under YouTube, Petso Financial, YouTube, Petso Financial. You can see that. And I would highly suggest you watch that because it's basic, okay? But at least you can have a better understanding of what some of the laws are in Idaho in about 25 minutes.
Okay.
I think you'll feel better seeing that, and I really do. And I'm not trying to pitch Sandra. She doesn't. It's certainly, I have no skin in that game. I'm just simply saying she did a very good job in a Q&A with me, and I think you'll get a lot out of that. It's on there. Also, we've got the Dow 30,000. It's a great story from the 1980s to now. All those things are on there. So Petso Financial on YouTube. I think you'll like that. And then you can also certainly call us if you have any follow-up questions, okay?
Okay. That sounds good.
Sean, thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye. And our number is 580-KIDO. Let's do this. Let's take our final break so we have plenty of time left. And once again, our number, 580-KIDO. We'll be right back. Once again, I want to say if you want a podcast, that's at our website, petsofinancial.com. We have a YouTube channel. I just mentioned it. And there's a couple of them out there. We're talking about estate planning, great place to get a little bit of information. We're going to keep advancing that. We're going to move that ball down the field. We've got a youngster in there working for us now that is just, I mean, she does YouTube videos herself and all that stuff with her boyfriend. And it's just kind of I mean, they know how to do it. So we're just kind of kicking back going, all right, we want to get this information out. So we're going to start doing some things regarding how to teach your kids about investments, things like that. I talk about a cup of coffee a day. Well, let's talk about it some more. Let's talk about the income story that is a great corporations of the world. Long-term investing, that's what we're about, and thinking differently. And we want to teach. And I think that's going to be great. So if you can, you should check us out, YouTube, Petso Financial. And if you have any comments or questions, that's PetsoFinancial.com. That's where we are. And now let's go to Jim. Jim, thanks for holding. Go ahead, please.
Morning, Dave. How's it going?
Yeah, fabulous. I am doing fabulous. Better
well,
than I was
at 2
a.m. fussing about things.
Do you have any other callers waiting?
You what?
Do you have any other callers waiting? I don't have a lot to say.
No, I don't. It's okay.
Okay.
Don't say a lot. That's okay.
I was just going to bring up the aspect of the word weird. Now, as you go through life, you know, and you get older, you know, in my case, I do a lot of analyzing, and I analyze myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of myself as being weird, kind of outside of society, not doing a lot of what society does.
Jim, here's the good news for you. You know, everybody thinks you're weird, so you're not alone.
that's good. I mean, for instance, I see females as a different species altogether, but
well, that's not weird.
Story.
They are. Yeah, they are.
But yeah, so some guys are meant to deal with them and some aren't, and I know I'm not. But on the other hand, the other aspect of weird is the way you're talking about, you know, people are not that educated or they're filled with fear. They don't know how the economy works. They're easily taken. There's trillions of dollars sitting on the sidelines, all this stuff. At least I have some knowledge of that. So in a way, I'm weird that way because I'm not like everybody else and who doesn't have that knowledge.
Right. That's true. No, we all are. We all are. There's no doubt about it. And we're, you know, what I think is interesting to me as you know, I'm thinking about all these things as you're saying this. We're all so different, right? I mean, we're all so very, very different. Of course, men and women are different. I always giggle about the idea, the lunacy of Time Magazine coming out with their famous, cover story was that men and women are different. It was like that was some kind of a new scientific knowledge, like walking on the moon, you know, being able to take a rocket into space, that they discovered that men and women were different. And I, you know, it's just so strange that we can't recognize it, how differently we are wired, not just men and women, but two different guys.
Well, today it's almost like I decided that, you know, I'm going to identify. And I've thought of, you know, all these losers. Well, see, that's why half the country does not like Trump, because Trump doesn't like losers, and they're losers. But it's kind of like a guy doesn't want to lose anymore, so he wants to say he needs to identify as a female and compete with females and beat the hell out of them, and then he's not a loser anymore. And then if they bitch about it, he can yell at their prejudice.
Yeah, I find it very weird that we're in a world where we're supposed to be very, very, very gender biased towards females, right? That
right.
In that same world where we need to make sure that women have more and more and more breaks because there's not enough of them in the boardroom or whatever we've decided.
See, where are the feminists now?
I know, and they're
the
not on this one. This is what's
weird. Transgendered guys getting in competing with women.
I know. It doesn't fit the narrative. It doesn't fit the narrative, and that's the problem. But anyway, it's another story of the hypocrisy that there is out there.
Anyway, I'm still investing, and, you know, it's like we're all in the same boat, for one thing. And, you know, hopefully it's not the Titanic, but if the boat goes down, there is no safe haven. Everybody's looking for a safe haven. But if the economy gets that bad, how much do you think gold is going to be worth?
I don't know. It doesn't act like it's doing anything, and we're printing boatloads of money. I mean, this is insane what they're doing. The economy is going to boom next year. Here's my biggest worry, okay? And, Jim, I'm going to cut you loose, so you have a great rest of the day. We're almost out of time, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks. You know, it is amazing, and I got to tell you something. I think we want to all keep our eyeballs on this. This is true. I am beginning to get a little bit more concerned. Not imminently, runaway inflation, but I'd be very careful owning a lot of bonds right now. I think you can own municipal bonds, but outside of that, I wouldn't touch a 1.1, 10% treasury. I know the Federal Reserve has said we'll keep interest rates low longer. This economy is going to grow next year, and then they're going to take credit for it with the, what, $4 trillion that they, between last year's trillions that they helicoptered in on us, and now they want another $2 trillion helicoptered in. That money is going to get into the economy because the economy is growing. This is the thing we're all out there going, oh, it's so bad. Everybody's so, we're so down. And all the, we're just hyperventilating about how bad it is out there. And the reality is in the fourth quarter, the economy grew by 4%, which, by the way, was better than every year during the Biden-Obama administration coming off of the bottom. 4%. It's growing. How much more stimulus do you think we need? So we know as we open up, it's going to grow. And now we're going to take credit for it. So next time we're going to roll around, we need to just print trillions. That's my long-term concern. Don't run for the hills. Just keep our eyes on it together, okay? Have a great weekend. I hope you get out and enjoy that sunshine. I know I am.